11. Quaking aspens and eastern cottonwoods. You've reached another spot that has undergone swift change. Like the gray birches we talked about on a previous trail, the trees here give us a clue that this land was recently used by humans, in this case, for agriculture. The tall, thin cottonwoods and quaking aspens reach more than 60 feet in height, with their triangular leaves waving back and forth in the breeze. These trees are among the first to colonize disturbed areas, and just as the gray birches do, they protect seedlings of slower-growing trees, such as pine and ash. There are four trees in a row here. Reach out and feel the bark. Quaking aspen bark is grayish-white, thin and peeling, and rougher toward the base. Cottonwood bark is silvery-white and smooth or lightly furrowed when young, as these trees are. To continue to stop number 12, follow the trail, which is now a mix of gravel and some grass, as it winds to the left and then to the right, up a slight incline. You will cross the asphalt service road again, and in about 150 feet, come to a bench on the right side of the trail. A log border will guide you to the bench to enjoy stop number 12.